And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, we have a great guest for you. Valerie Hopebridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris, along with her guides, Rob and Nathan, all the way from up in British Columbia there. Going to be talking some fishing here at Queen Charlotte Safaris and a whole bunch more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Rancho Llanero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Llanero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is a turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Llanero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Llanero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLlanero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composite, Power Pro, Shimano, and Olokai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great morning. Today is going to be talking about one of the fishiest places on the planet.
Pretty, not only the fishiest places, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, too. That's Queen Charlotte Safaris with our friend Valerie Hopebridge. Good morning, Valerie.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great, so good to be back.
Great to have you here down in San Diego. And last time I saw you, we were on Haida Gwaii.
We were?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It seems like only yesterday.
Really,
but
quick.
What an incredible trip that was. Yeah, your place is just so beautiful, and the fishing is so amazing there, and everything you do there is just is first class. It's just really, really a great spot.
Well, and that's what my team and I do. It's all about you.
Yeah.
It's about your trip, making memories, and we love what we do. And I mean, how could you not look where we're at?
Right.
I know. You get to spend the summer in one of the most beautiful
God's
places.
God's
country. You know, I've been to a lot of beautiful places, you know, and Alaska certainly ranks up there. And I classify Queen Charlotte is like an it's Alaska. I mean, basically, it's pretty much Southeast Alaska because it's only 60 miles away from Southeast Alaska. 90 miles away from Southeast Alaska. So it's very Alaska-esque. But the difference is there's no people. There's nobody up there but just a few people that live up in Queen Charlotte and the people at Queen Charlotte and Hadaguay. Yeah. And it's so it's really. It's really kind of an untapped resource.
It's not commercialized.
That's cool.
We don't have ferries coming through.
Right.
And you don't have big freight liners coming through.
Yeah.
I mean,
cruise boats. No cruise boats.
No,
that's huge.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think in Sandspit, I think we might have, I don't know, 20 kilometers of paved road.
No,
that's it.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, but it's just such a, I mean, I love, of course, I love where I'm at.
Yeah.
It is, I landed myself in Sandspit in May of 2000.
May of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still
and
there.
And it's still as pristine now as it was back then.
Were you looking for your spot when that happened?
No,
or
no,
did
no,
you just
no.
get
this
there
is a
and
whole
fall in love?
Another story.
Okay.
No, I went there for kind of a pleasure to check. I was offered a job.
Ah.
So I went up to check it out. Never heard of it. And next thing you know, 6 months later,
and
I am selling trips at a trade show.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's kind of a long story.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But like you say, that's just, you know, it's meant to be when you get to a spot and you look, you're like, my God, well, look at this place, you know, and then you, you know, that's it. That's you.
I took a leap of faith.
Yeah,
and,
that's really cool.
I worked in the insurance world and I wore a suit and a dress every day. And then all of a sudden, boom. 6 months later, my whole life changed.
Let's go fishing. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. And let's bring in one of your top guides. That's Robert. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, hey. Rob.
Good morning.
Hey, great. So you, yeah, we got you loud and clear. So you are one of the guys that runs one of the Queen Charlotte Safari's vessels, right?
Definitely. One of their super beautiful jet boats.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So tell us about those jet boats. So why jet boats, Rob?
Yeah, that's like unique to your fishery.
Yeah.
Well, they're just super cool. That's why.
they are super cool, yeah.
Good answer.
It allows us to keep on schedule with the Skidigit Channel. There's an east and west set of narrows. Those narrows at some points become a negative tide, so they're actually just land, nothing, no water flowing. And with the outdrive or outboard boat, you'd be waiting till, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning before you can get out fishing. As we just, you know, leave half an hour earlier and get you out there. And it's kind of nice to be out there, actually, those mornings when there's absolutely nobody, no competition whatsoever, and we're out there fishing.
That's so cool.
Because nobody with a prop can get through, right?
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah. And that narrow, that ride from Queen Charlotte, which would basically be the eastern side of the island to the western side of the island, is spectacular, is the only way I can describe it, right?
Definitely. It's about a 50-minute ride, 28 miles. I mean, these boats are pretty darn quick, too. Just the scenery is epic. It's something that's needed to be seen by yourself sometime in your life. It's, you know, the guys that are like 47 years old just going, wow, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
That's cool.
It is. It's very unique. Describe the fishery to us. Describe your fishing and what you think of that fishery. Why? I'm sure you've been fishing most of your life. And describe that fishery compared to other fisheries you've fished.
Well, I live on the south coast, closer to Vancouver. And, you know, we have a great fishery here, too. It's fun. But it's not like up there. Up there is very consistent. And the best part about it is all the groundfish and consistent levels of large salmon that come in big waves. And they're just a different fish every 2-3 days, a different group of fish coming in, right? Because they're all the fish that are sitting up there feeding all season long. And again, they head down south and head to the rivers. But, you know, it's really fun. That's all I can say.
And then, so you see a transition of fish every couple of days, like a new, like one day we'll go out there and we'll catch consistent 15 to 20 pounders, and then the next day we'll go out there and catch consistent 25 to 30 pounders. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it can be mixed up at all times, of course. But, yeah, you do see, like, sets of fish comes in. We call them, like, schools. They're the fish that are heading to a certain river, right? They're in a big group. They kind of hang out together and feed off the herring and needlefish and whatever kind of bait fish they're going for. But, yeah, there's lots of different fish coming in all the time, and it's kind of neat to see because you'll be like, man, these two fish are so identical. They must come from the same river. And there was actually one set that at the end of the season that the processor was like, man, I've never seen this. Two fish exactly the same, like to the hundredth, 24.85 each, like identical.
Wow, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So one thing I also noticed this year was that it was like a time of day, tide day, whatever, but when that bite would, when the bite would slow down, it would slow down. But when the bite would go off, it would go off. What causes that?
Yeah, that's definitely, it's like we call it the dinner bell, I guess. And it hits the dinner bell, it's time to go. And it's weird, too, because the fish will all kind of, you know, feed in one little area at times, too. I mean, they bite all over the place, and you get them all the whole day. But at times, you know, 9 fish, 10 fish in 90 minutes.
Yeah. Wow, right? No kidding.
Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. Double up. Nathan had a nice triple up, actually. They got them all in. That was pretty cool.
Right. He did.
Rob, what's the most common way for you guys to catch them? Are you trolling? Are you mooching? Are you casting? Like, what's, you know, for our anglers that haven't been lucky enough to come up fishing with you, what's the process like?
So for salmon, Chinook, trolling is our main method. All the ground fish are mostly jigging, but you can catch the ground fish trolling as well, a little deeper. You just drop the gear down to the bottom of the bottom of the basin and see if you can pick them up. But mostly 99% of the time for salmon trolling. I mean, some of them get them on the jig, but that's kind of like a fun little rare thing.
And it's relatively light tackle for how big the salmon are. I know Pete was saying that the salmon fishing day experience was fantastic, you know, larger than average fish and pretty sporting on, you know, on relatively light gear.
Yeah, 30-pound test, and depending on what type of gear you're using, a different size leaders, but around there. And, we offer a few types of reels that you want, but the main one we like to stick to is the center pin, single action, knuckle buster, all different names for it.
Yeah, basically, I mean, like to stick to.
Definitely.
Yeah, those things, describe that for those. That's kind of the Canadian way, right, is the knuckle buster reel. It's kind of like a big fly reel, right?
Yeah, the West Coast Warrior. I was back in the early 80s. The guys started taking their fly reels out, and then mooching reels started coming around, and it's just fun. Like, when the salmon hit those and they peel out, it's just the noise that the reel makes. It makes you smile.
It makes pulling a 30-pound king salmon in quite sporting, add, too.
Yeah. Compared to using a rifle compared to using a bow.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of like you can just pop the rifle or you can really shoot it with a bow.
Yeah. And which reel do you think is more effective for putting fish in the boat?
Well, I wouldn't say that the center pin knuckle buster is more effective. They're both, you know, they're reels. You have to get used to using it.
Sure.
But a level one, you know, you can get a 5-to-1 ratio reel on it, right? Whereas the center pin is basically 1 foot for one reel.
Right.
So it's a more sporty way to do it.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
And are the rods longer when you're using the center pin? We shouldn't call them all knuckle buster. We call them center pin.
I like the West Coast Warrior, man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, they can be. It doesn't really matter what size rod you want to use. You could use a small one or a short one. But we run a 10-foot 6-inch medium heavy Shimano Technium on a fast action. It's a good rod. It's you know, you can really feel the fish with it. It works well.
That's really cool. Fun, man.
Yeah. So what's it like working for Valerie? We're going to put you on the spot here with the boss here.
All right. And I've said this a bunch of times, and I tell it to her herself. It's no BS. She is the best boss I've ever worked for.
Oh.
Hands down.
He does tell me that.
Yeah. No, just the way everybody in the staff just interacts and stuff like that, you can tell that she's a darn good boss. She takes good care of her people, right?
I care.
Yeah, she does, definitely. That's 100% true.
Yeah. And And the lodge itself, you get to hang out at the lodge and be with the people, right? And what's that like?
It's great. It's a nice place. I mean, I've been to a lot of lodges on the coast, and, you know, usually you're always bunked up in a little single bed with somebody. Well, not there. You're living the high life.
Yeah, yeah. And then the chef, oh, my gosh, right? You eat well.
Yeah, the food's great.
Yeah. We were talking. Your chef is amazing. And he's coming back this year, this next year, right?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is one of the best chefs I've ever had the pleasure to eat a lot of his food from. He's really very talented and very proud of his food, too. Yeah. Yeah.
What are some of the things in your mind that stand out?
No drama.
I'm sure that's a really big one.
Yeah, for sure. Chefs can be a little dramatic sometimes.
Sometimes.
Right? Yeah, sometimes. But no, he's cool. So so you'll be back there running your boat this year, this coming season for 23, right, Rob?
Yeah, sounds like it. I'm really looking forward to it, actually, can I tell you.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So for those of our listeners that might not be familiar with Queen Charlotte Safaris, describe your place, Valerie.
Me or Rob?
Yeah, you.
Oh, well, where we're at?
Well, yeah.
What the lodge is like and amenities.
Oh, the lodge is like and all that. Gotcha.
Lodge life and all that stuff.
We can start from the beginning a little bit. I'll just use a simple trade show.
Yeah.
Because I do lots of those.
Yeah.
And we take it from, like, that moment I meet a person or people, and to the follow up and the conversations and then the once they're booked, like, we take care of everything from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And it starts with, because obviously being in California off season, doing a lot of events here in California, a lot of people, how do I get there? That's the first thing, right, Rob? No one's like, where is
Sandspit?
How do I get there? And you know, I've done this. I'm going on year 23.
Wow, that's cool. Awesome.
And I know the airports pretty well, especially West Coast. And I think just helping guests start that trust and feeling comfortable from the beginning of the booking, that I'm going to help you get to Vancouver. If you need a hotel in Vancouver, depending on flights, et cetera, and then we get you into Sandspit. And it's so neat because when you come into the islands, every single time I have flown in there, it's like a new beginning, like a new trip, because it's so green and so lush, and the plane comes in different ways, and you're just like, oh, I forget just how spectacular this is. I mean, you don't, but you do.
Sure.
Yeah. And then you fly back in, and guests come in, and they're like, where's the airport? They're kind of looking down because it's a small little airport. But
it's about the size of somebody's house.
But you can land a 727 there.
Really?
There's a whole history about the Sandspit Airport. Another time for that, but neat history about that. And I just pride ourselves, Queen Charlotte Safaris, that we it's not like you make the sale and move on. Like, I want to make sure from the time of the booking, from the time they land, and all my staff, all the guides, they always come to the airport and help me get guests, because it's a lot to get luggage and all that kind of stuff and get everybody going. And then once we get there, I mean, it's like, there's no worries. We take care of everything from beginning to end.
It's true.
The beauty, the fishing takes care of itself. I don't even worry about the guides. They are awesome. It's just a magical place, and it's got, you know, it's islands of the people. Haida means islands of the people, and it really is. And
very tranquil.
It is. Yeah. And I tell, especially the California guests, I'm like, forget you're on the 405, forget you're on the 5, forget 101, you forget all the traffic, which I had yesterday.
Yeah.
I got here, and I'm like, woo. And anyway,
how many permanent residents in Sandspit?
Like 250
people.
Yeah, and so we have one village, and then there's Graham Island has 5 villages, and then we have, of course, the First Nations. They have Skidigit, and we have Masset, and it's just the people, the scenery, the wildlife,
the culture,
the fishing. I love the Haida culture, of course. Yeah. The First Nations people, that's amazing, cool. And I've seen. I was telling you last night how I've just seen such a transition of all the indigenous people, just the culture growing on the islands, which I love. And we, like, you got to go over to the Cultural Center.
The Cultural Center, which was beautiful.
We were talking about
what
all the Haida art.
Yeah.
Neat.
Unreal.
So, I mean, we have it all.
Yeah.
And I just, Queen Charlotte Safaris is for someone that, of course, you want to fish, but you want to take in a beautiful place. We can take from age, I would say, 10 on an average, unless they grew up in a boat like some kids do.
Right.
Or, you know, clear up. Our oldest angler is 92.
Oh, my.
And he is a whippersnapper.
Yeah.
I mean, he's amazing. And he's like, God willing, I'll be here every year. Right.
And the cool thing about your boats is that a lot of them have doors that
the
you don't have. You don't have a swing door. You don't have to step over the rail. You just walk
makes
right
a big difference.
Nice.
Yeah. So I know I'm not trying to get off the beaten path here, but you know what? We do it all. I mean, you don't need to look anywhere else. It's all taken care of as far as the get to and everything.
And it's small too. You only
24
yeah, max.
Yeah, six boats is pretty much what we run.
That's what you run.
And you know, for me, it's all about people coming together and making memories.
Yeah.
And I love when I can connect people up and then they get connected with each other and then they just, all the beautiful pictures and the stories at the dinner table. And I love farewell night. All the guides join you for dinner, which is such a nice touch.
That's fine.
So, you know, I always wanted to make a difference somehow on this planet. And I'm like, I always thought selling insurance, not getting, and I was like, how does that make a difference? Well, I was trying to, you know, help people make sure they take care of all their needs they need and this and this and this. And all of a sudden I find myself in the fishing world, totally different. And I just want to make an impact on people in making memories. And we get three generations of people, and it just warms my heart to see grandpa, son, grandson, granddaughter, and the boats come in. Like, Rob always has this big smile. All my guys, they have big smiles on their faces. And you just see these people just going, oh my gosh, and the whole everything.
Dinner,
and then we get to the dinner table and same thing. And I just, that's why I do. It's about people.
Yeah, that's cool.
I do what I do because I love people. It's my passion. I love where we're at. And I get to do it in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
There's no question.
Well,
as you can hear, we have such a great show lined up for you today. Valerie, Rob, a lot of knowledge and expertise when it comes to Haida Gwaii fishing and fishing up at Queen Charlotte Safaris.
No doubt, man. Today's going to be a great day, and we would love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. You can tell Valerie's a popular guest because every single phone line is already full. Mm-hmm. But we've got 2 hours coming your way today. Again, if you want to get through to Let's Talk Hookup, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text. Texting a great way to get your questions in to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. You can only do that through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to get. Really easy to listen to all the past archive shows, get information about upcoming guests. And it's your only option to text your questions into the show. You can do that as soon as you fire up the Let's Talk Hookup app. You'll see the little icon for texting your questions in. And make sure that you include your contact info when you send your text. Because if you're the big winner at the end of the show today, we need to get a hold of you to get you your prize. And what a prize it is today. So, at the end of the show, we're going to take one name from all of our callers. We're going to take one name from all of our texters who make it on the whose questions get read on the show. And then Valerie's going to flip a coin. That coin's going to designate whether today's big winner comes from the caller side or the texter. And again, speaking of prize, one lucky caller today is going to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. You're basically going to get a gift certificate. It's good to order any pair of Costa from CostaDelMar.com. Up to a $300 value. So, you know, you can buy multiple pairs of lesser expensive. You can get a super fancy pair of glasses. You can get a pair of glasses and one of those great Costa Sun tech shirts. Just a really fun prize.
Backpack,
yeah,
t-shirts.
They got really cool stuff. Again, a great prize from the best glasses out there. I'm a big fan of those Spiro XLs.
Yeah.
Rinconcitos. Those are my favorites.
Favorite now is the Jose Pro
and
the Rinconcito.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorites.
They're great glasses. glasses. I know you'll love them, and somebody's going to get a pair, a $300 gift certificate going to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. And when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, the phones are so packed solid.
Yeah.
Text coming through. Again, if you want to get through, send us a text. It's only available through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Today's going to be a great show.
Yeah, for sure. And big exciting news up in Canada, and that also relates to anybody traveling to Canada and Queen Charlotte Safaris. Why don't you tell us about that?
The borders are open.
Yes.
Open.
No testing.
No restrictions.
No testing. No vaccine requirements.
No
nothing.
Ripe can app unless you want to. It's optional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's October 1st.
October. So it's just pretty much business like it was
yes.
pre-COVID.
You have to have a passport.
Of course, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Valid passport.
Valid passport. And you don't need 6 months on your passport for Canada.
You should. It says 3 to 6.
3 to 6.
I always err on just be safe.
Yeah.
But it's not a requirement in Mexico and Canada, but other countries, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but you did just get it renewed.
I'm so happy.
How does that change your life? I mean, it's a lot. Because there were a lot of people that couldn't go because they weren't vaccinated for various reasons.
I know. And it was just so hard. I was in the middle. I'm neutral, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be neutral. And we did a lot of moving guests and moving guests and moving guests. And here's one thing that was a milestone this year was just everybody's gratitude to be there.
Oh,
and on the water, in the boats, Rob, I know that you shored it a little bit. You want to tell them about your little, just a couple of years. I mean, the guests loved it. He beached it. Yeah, jets, you can beach your boat.
You can beach your boat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was fun. We, we get out there about 7:30. We drop our lines. At 9:30, we had 10 Chinooks, about 20 pounds in the boat.
Jeez.
And
they're
like, oh, what do you guys want to do? He's like, I don't know, what can we do? I'm like, well, you could go home, relax, or we could go, you know, do a little tour around, or we could go beach the boat and have a barbecue on the beach and have a little fire and do some, you know, exploring. And they're like, yeah.
That's so cool.
So, yeah,
they
put her down. And, it was, they were like, this is the best fishing trip I've ever had. I'm like, well, you kind of have the best. Yeah, and I'm the best day I ever had.
Yeah.
It was fun. We filleted up a Chinook and cooked at fireside and did it the old school indigenous way. We put it on some sticks and just hung it there, and it was so good.
I'll bet it was. That's so rad.
There's also, I know, Nathan, we are going to go through an inside route to get back one time. Tell us about that. There's an alternate way to, when the tide's right, to get in and out of one of the cuts, right?
Nathan there?
No, Nathan. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's called Armateers. So, our most place where we fish most of the time is we call it the Wall. There's a whole bunch of little spots along the wall that have names, and you're not gonna try and make me say them all right now, please. But around the edge of the wall, about maybe 3 miles down, is Buck Channel, Buck Bay. And then Buck Bay turns into Buck Channel, and Buck Channel goes back into the islands, maybe about 5 miles more. And then at the end of that, there's Armateer's Channel. And Armateer's Channel will come down and end out at the sort of the beginning of the wall, kind of, even before you get there. So it can cut off a whole bunch of time if you're down there, especially if the weather's kind of a little bit, you know, windy for that day and that time. You don't want to have to pound back through the outside. It's kind of cool to be able to go through there. I mean, the scenery is epic everywhere you go there. It's basically like Nordic fjords. You're just like, you look beside you and it's straight up. Like at the wall, it goes from, you know, a flat wall of rock that you're looking at to 600 feet deep within about 100 yards. So it's pretty cool.
We had one of the most crazy things that I've ever seen happen to us this year while we were trolling along the wall. We had a humpback whale come between us and the wall. And I'm talking, we were only 25 feet from the wall.
Come on.
Yes. Yeah, we were a little concerned there was going to get caught up in the downrigger lines.
No
like
way.
That. But it was like, that's not an uncommon sight, is it, Rob?
No, that's pretty cool. You got to see that. And I had one experience kind of the same, about a 30-foot humpy just jumped completely out of the water, breached about 50 feet behind the boat, towards the wall, and I was like the same, about 25 feet from the wall. Toward, I was like, he's gonna hit the wall, and splash down, got the back of the boat wet. I was like, wow.
That's cool. That's
pretty exciting. Well, phones are packed. Oh, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, just like, at one point in the season, we had a super pod of Pacific Whiteside dolphins come in, and we're looking, and we're like, what is that coming at us? And these huge fins were starting to pop and pop, and then it was just like the whole, maybe mile and a half wide, 2 miles long, thousands of them jumping out of the water, spinning, just right as we're fishing, coming right through us. I'm like, holy, this is pretty epic.
Wow.
It's such obviously like a food, healthy, rich area of the ocean. You know what I mean? Like everything is thriving in there from the, you know, from the smallest micro things all the way up to whales and megapods of dolphins and all that. Like it's clearly just a very healthy piece of ocean.
Definitely.
For sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. Texts are coming, pouring in. Let's go. Let's get a few of them.
You got it, man. Let's start it this morning with Bill. Bill's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Bill. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
How you doing? Hi, Val. How you doing?
I'm good.
This is Bill Hale from about 4 years ago.
I remember.
And my trip up there was certainly the high point of the past few years. One thing I tell all my people, or some of the things I tell all my people about you is you can't eat better. You can't fish any better, although you can fish differently. There are different fishing up there than here in San Diego. And I never saw so many trees in my entire freaking life. green, lush, plenty of wildlife. Nobody, your mother doesn't take better care of you than Valerie does. They're absolutely top-notch crew.
You're hired.
No, I cannot say enough about you. There was one of your aides up there was Courtney, and your kitchen crew was John and John. And I had the privilege of fishing with Neil, who he was very, very sharp. And then I took a day off because I was beat from pulling all those fish in, you mean old lady. You made me pull all those fish in. And you and your gentleman and your daughter, and I think Courtney, we all went over to Queen Charlotte Village.
Yeah.
History and good things to pick up and take home, and
we went to
absolutely stunning trip.
I remember that? Yeah, there was a bear. Didn't we take a video of a bear on the side?
Well, I saw actually more than one bear on the trip.
Yeah,
going through the Skidigate Narrows.
Yes.
There was bear and there was deers and. It was just breathtaking.
Yeah.
And you can just hear it in your voice, Bill. It sounds like a really special trip.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
When are you going back, Bill?
I didn't. I hope to go back next year. I've got a couple of physical ailments that I have to deal with, but and I cannot overspeak this. I was taken care of as well as I've ever been taken care of.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's great. That's cool.
Well, thanks. Green,
Bill.
Hope you. So good to hear from you.
Hope you can get back and get back. Maybe you can get back with us. August 3rd?
3 through 7.
3 through 7. We still have a few spots left on that, so that'd be great to have you. Hey, thanks, Bill, for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, we had a fun text come through. This one was from John in Mira Mesa. It says, "Hi, Valerie. I fish in Sitka in southeast Alaska every year, and for me, a big bonus is the potential for bringing home lots of fish. Your operation sounds amazing. How much fish is each angler allowed to bring back?"
Good question. I'll just go through the list. So 8 salmon, 6 lynx, 6 rockfish, and halibut, it's either, correct me if I'm wrong or right here on this, Rob, 133 centimeter, which is a large one, or 289 centimeters or under. Did I get the centimeters right, Rob?
So right now, it's spot sizes are 3. Actually, it's actually 3. We call them chickens, and that's up to 90 centimeters, which is 3 feet, basically. And then 3 of those or 1 fish between 90 centimeters and 133 centimeters, which is massive. Like, that's a huge halibut.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a 100-pounder?
Mm-hmm. You're probably between the 65 to 80-pound range, depending on how thick the fish is.
Yes.
So, I mean, once you get past the 90-pound mark, they start to turn into this gray. The meat changes a little bit. It's not as firm. And then those guys are breeding. Like, they are laying down the loads of eggs for us, right? So the halibut fishery is in great shape there.
Yes.
The spot has been in for a long time. It just went up to 3. It's always been 2 for the chicken-sized ones. And, I don't know if it'll be 2 or 3 next year. I'm not sure. DFO does whatever they do. It's really promoted the fishery very well.
Guys, that's a fish that's like 25, 30 pounds, something like that, like the kind of primo eater size.
Yeah, the chickens range between, 15, 25, 10, 15, 25. Perfect. And then the bigger, you're getting into like the 35 to 80 pound range.
Yeah. And the other thing too is you're talking about eight salmon, and how many of those can be king salmon?
Chinooks, four. Two a day.
Two a day.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
These are amazing fish.
Yeah.
Transitory.
Wow.
Just feeding their way through.
Yeah. And so you could have four 30-pound Chinook salmon. That's a lot of fish.
You know, you were kind of mentioning, Pete, how close the proximity is to Southeast Alaska, but boy, what a difference being 90 miles to the south.
Right.
How liberal the limits are, you know, allowing for a little bit more. If John in particular, who sent the text, if that's, you know, if that's a big deal, is, you know, getting to really, you know, enjoy a lot of fish throughout the year, and that's a big part for you, you're certainly have an advantage of getting to bring a lot of fish home from Queen Charlotte's.
But it's a different fishery, and Rob and I just had this conversation a couple of days ago, because the way the tip of Southeast Alaska, mm-hmm. and we're a little further west, south, continental shelf, it's a salmon superhighway. They're not kind of going up that
mm-hmm.
way.
Right.
They're going north and south on the west coast of our islands. It's a different,
yeah.
You can elaborate on that, Rob, but it's a different fishery.
It's cool.
You don't have to keep a lot of 12 pounders.
No.
Yeah, I know. Rob, what's your average fish on your boat when you're fishing for as far as the Chinooks or king salmon?
It can really vary. And, you know, like in my personal opinion, this is my opinion, this is only me. The Haida action plan is the way that the Haida people have fished for millennia. And basically, a fish comes to your boat, that's your fish. You take it, you eat it, it was given to you by the creator. And, you know, it's kind of just a way of doing things that makes it promote the species in all ranges. But the fish up there are big, okay?
Yeah, they are
big. Let's not get ourselves. Compared to what's down the south coast, it's definitely, and anything on the west coast, big ground, yeah, they get big fish too, but up there, the size is just bigger. I mean, they are nice fish. I mean, we had a couple of 41s, 42s this year. You know, I watched a 58.6 come in, and there was a 63 just a little north of us.
Wow.
These are like once-in-a-lifetime fish. Like, you get one of those, that's a unicorn.
Truly world-class.
Yeah.
There's different fish out there that are available that you do not get down south. I mean, you have to be off the west coast pretty far. I mean, the salmon shark is something that is the real unicorn out there.
We can talk about that, Rob, a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's the least concern of the on the marine species list. It's of no concern for, you know, being depleted. It's pretty prolific. I'll see one every couple of days, and then it gets me excited. And I really had no interest in them at all. I was like, oh, whatever, they're just sharks, you know, they just mess up your line. But then one snaked about a 20 pound Chinook off my hook or off my line and cut it right in half. Like, their guts were hanging out, and like, I measured the distance between the teeth, and the shark came out to about an 8-footer. And I'm like, man, that's a big fish. And we had them all for about half an hour. And then I was like, all right, I'm on a safari now. We're not just fishing, we're going on safari. And I got a harpoon set up, and about 2 weeks later, we're down the same area, and all of a sudden, boom, the rod just went crazy. Reel starts peeling out, and I see this thing come up. I'm like, oh, my stars, we have a salmon shark on. And I remember grabbing the radio. I'm like, shark on. And then 2 hours later, you know, we caught this thing, and it was about a mile and three quarters of left-hand turns. So I saw him come up, and he was hooked in the mouth with a pink UV Tomic plug. And just did left-hand turns for 2 hours. And he drug us for almost, a mile and three-quarter.
Wow.
It was like a big corkscrew on the GPS. And we got him in, and that was some of the tastiest fish I've ever had in my life. It's very comparable to swordfish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a salmon shark, I believe, is a relative of the mako shark. Looks a lot like a mako shark.
You are right on it.
Yeah.
It looks kind of more like a great white side.
Yeah,
it
looks a lot like a white shark.
No, do they?
That's another mako. It's very dark on top and very white on the bottom. It's a really cool-looking fish.
That's cool.
That's way cool.
You know, one of the things, the first day we were there this year, we had epic weather. And Nathan said, hey, let's go down south and fish for lingcod first. And that was the most incredible lingcod fishing I have ever experienced. We went out, you were there, Rob, went down to, I think you guys call the Pinnacles or something like that. It was like half an hour south or something like that.
Englefield Bay?
Yeah. And there's just a whole bunch of high spots there that just, like, it's literally as fast as you can get your jig down.
No way.
You're on with something big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 lingcod in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
What kind of gear are you using for that, Rob?
That'll be a 6-foot heavy rod and then a level wine reel with like a 5-to-1 ratio pulling. 100 to 150 pound braid, and then usually a little bit of about 80 pound mono, and then either bait on the thing with a, you know, lead weight or a spreader bar, or I just ended up using knife jigs. And by the end of the season, didn't even have to use bait. You just put them on them and then basically drop her down, reel it up. If you don't get anything in the first 3 or 4 pulls, okay, we'll just drift over a bit, and boom, 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 you get them.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Corey Sanders is going to join us on the trip this next August. And what do you think Corey's going to be fishing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think those slugs, for sure.
No doubt about it. That's how cool. Slugs.
Yeah. What is that jig that you guys have that up there? It's like a flat knife jig, basically. It is so effective on lingcod, it's unbelievable.
The Port Alberni meat rig, we call it.
It's just like a flat piece of iron, right?
Yeah, it comes from, it's a chunk of lead, maybe about 8 ounces. It comes from the middle of Vancouver Island. A guy custom makes them. He paints them with a white-blue glow pattern. But I'm not joking. You don't even need the paint on them because the paint gets worn off from all the fish that hit them. And you just put them down there, and it must look like a herring dropping or something, right? Like when it goes, it's like you basically let it hit bottom and your first pull and your rod's bent in half.
Oh, yeah. Rob, Pete came back.
Okay.
Pete came back from fishing with you guys and just said, man, those guys have a lingcod jig that is like nothing you have ever seen before. It just that no matter what else you put down, that thing was bit 4-to-1. You know, super
I brought all my favorite lingcod jigs from here, and it's like I just put them in the box. It's like, no, it doesn't even compare to that jig.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you let the guys bring their tackle on. They're like, hey, can we try this? I'm like, you can try it all you like. Just put it on your rod, but I'm going to give everybody else one of these. See what happens.
That's fun.
You got me. Nathan got me as a quick convert, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with Nathan. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, including catch reports and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're talking Queen Charlotte Safaris on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free School for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking lots of fishing. It's been a very busy morning, but if you want to get your chance to talk to Valerie, talk to Rob, talk to Nathan, give us a call. It's 213-432-1090. That's your chance to get through, or send us a text. Let's Talk Hookup app.
Cass must be traveling somewhere, so in the meantime, this portion of the show is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives for the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers fillet knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more information and get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. And I might add, too, tomorrow, when we have the one and only Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll on the show, we're giving away an Anza knife. So
that's
very appropriate.
Cool. Yeah,
so
totally.
You want to tune in tomorrow morning for that. And we want to welcome Nathan, one of the great guys at Queen Charlotte on the show. Good morning, Nathan.
Morning. How's it going, guys?
Hey, great for you to join in the fun here. And, you know, the phones are packed and we have lots of great people that want to talk to you guys. So, Rick, you said you had a great text, huh?
I did, yeah. I thought that this was a fun one, and it was directed for everybody, but especially Valerie, from Dino in Lakeside. It says, good morning, guys and gal. I would love to bring my wife up to the lodge, but she really is a fisherwoman, but she probably only likes to come out in the boats a couple of times during the trip. Is there additional thing for the ladies to do, any type of culture tours, and can you explain about the amenities of the lodge? Thanks for all that you guys do.
We love ladies.
Good question.
And I was just telling on commercial break, this year we had a record number of couples, and our couples bookings went up 40%.
Wow.
That says a lot right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a perfect place for a couple.
Yes. So we'll start with boats, covered, heated, a marine flushing head. Right there says it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And all your gear, rainwear, everything. Very lady-friendly. I mean, I'm up there all summer, so hello.
Yeah.
But the rooms, we have couples rooms, every room, private shower, washroom. That's super important too. No one's sharing, so you would have a couples room. Far as we have an amazing cultural tours, whether you want to do it by boat or do by land. And I work with several of the indigenous locals that offer touring packages, and we have a lot of ladies that did tours and while their husbands fish, so we can accommodate, and that is something you can reach out to me and I can give you more details. But yes,
there's a lot of stuff other than fishing to do there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really cool stuff too, I might add. Yeah, because that ferry ride is what, half an hour across the
20
way?
20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then so you can do a van tour, which is a land tour, and you can go clear up to the North Island. Of course, you got to go to the culture center, the heritage center. That's a must. And there's hiking trails, or you can go with Haida Expeditions, and you're actually going to go on the opposite side of Moresby Island that we're on. And you can go and see, and they do a rainforest tour. You get to sit in the hot springs, and then there's totems in there. And some of the totems, Skidans, has really old totems. I've done that tour. It's very spiritual. I mean, those totems have been there for so long, and they're starting to lean, and they're all guided. You learn a lot of history about the culture, and it's just, it's we had a lot of guests.
The Haida culture is pretty amazing.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Nathan, I know you live up there, and one of the things I really want to do with you sometime when I come up there is go to the back country there and go river fishing with you, stream fishing. It's pretty epic, right?
Oh, it's amazing out here. Just every kind of aspect that you can do out here is just truly amazing. And to get back into the rivers there, into the thick of the rainforest, kind of is just second to none.
Yeah, it is pretty sensational. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Well, the phones are packed up. If you want to get through again, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Valerie. I do have a question for Valerie, but Rick, I just got to make a comment. I saw you last Sunday, and I went fishing when I was in your shop visiting, stuff like that. I looked like a little kid that somebody took their sucker away from him, right? Because the boat broke and we weren't going to go fishing. But man, you guys jumped through hoops and got us a new boat, and we had a blast. We drove a lot. We headed up to the backside of San Clemente Island to find out that the bluefin weren't there, to turn around and head south and go down deep into Mexico to get called in on a wide open yellowfin bite at the end of the day. So everybody was happy. They want to fish the Mustang next year for CCA. And everything. So, it was just a tremendous time. Everybody had a great time. Smaller boat, a little more people, so we were kind of packed, but everybody had a great time. And my question for you, Valerie, is I'd like to bring my wife up there. She talked about couples. She doesn't fish a lot, so she might want to fish one day, and then there would be stuff for her to do while I'm out fishing.
Yes, that's what the last caller asked. So there are cultural tours, land tours. There's one particular tour by boat, which is amazing. So I try to match your type of situation up. That's another thing I am, is a matchmaker, matching people up. I mean, that's what you do. So that's something, if you shoot me an email, I can give you a little more detail about how we can make that work, fishing and touring. But, yes, we have amazing tours for ladies, and it's beautiful.
And you've talked in the past too, just about appointing the rooms with a woman's touch. You know, I mean, there's things. The linens are nice. There's a hair dryer. There's just all those things. You know, they just have an added touch that makes it maybe even that much more comfortable when a lady's joining you, Queen Charlotte's.
Yeah, and lots of flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's not get wrong about this. It's still Nathan and Rob, still a great hardcore place to go fishing.
Yes.
You want to fish, man, if you just want to go with the guys on your boat, it's still a great fishing experience, right, guys?
Second to none.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, yeah.
No question about it. Hey, Nathan, what's your favorite thing to do up there fishing-wise?
Oh, man, everything, all fishing out here is just unbelievable. We've said it lots of times that the fishing up here kind of just takes care of itself. And, I have a blast going out trolling Chinook salmon all summer long. And then even in the fall, you can go into a bunch of rivers and get cohos running up there. Then you can go with your small spinning rods and go after coho and have a blast. And then there's trout fishing year-round in all the rivers. And we also get steelhead in the rivers as well. So there's just if you wanted to, there's really no time for sit down. You can go fishing year round out here and have a blast all year, every day.
It's pretty untapped, those backcountry resources there on Haida Gwaii, huh?
Yeah, the everything between the nature and just the fisheries up here, everything is, I wouldn't say self produced, but it's so flourished out here with nutrients that just everything is lively out here and beautiful.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
That's good stuff.
Great stuff. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Talk about catching all this great fish. We got the catch report coming your way. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more with Nathan, Rob, and Valerie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90 rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber. An open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.